where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Lambton leaders shared housing updates with the local business community this morning. Work being done to increase the supply became a shared topic, highlighted by guest speakers at the State of Lambton Business Breakfast in Wyoming. Warwick Township Mayor Todd Case is proud of the growth in his community.
Right now, we have three formal residential applications in process that will see the build of approximately 188 homes over the next 2 years. That is very exciting to our community.
Petroleum Mayor Brad Loosley says residential growth in his community has resulted in a greater use of the downtown, social and recreational amenities, and a low vacancy rate in their business and industrial properties. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. Sarnia Police are getting a canine unit, and local students are being tasked with coming up with a name. Corporate Communications Coordinator Marika Sylvain Groendijk says a police dog is something residents had suggested over the past couple of years.
Right now, when a canine team or a canine unit is needed in any kind of police action, they actually have to request it from another neighboring police service. So having a dog on site is something that will benefit the service here.
Suggestions can be sent to a dedicated email until April 2nd, and a winning name will be announced April 15th. It appears people paid less for cell phone and internet services last month. Stats Canada says the annual inflation rate fell to 2.8% in February. The cost of food last month was up 2.4% compared to a year ago, but this marked the first time since October 2021 where grocery prices rose slower than the overall rate of inflation. Meanwhile, housing costs continue to put a pressure on inflation, with mortgage interest costs up 26% and rent up 8% annually. A fire at a southeast London townhouse Monday is being blamed on unattended cooking on a barbecue. The fire sparked on the front porch and caused about $100,000 in damage. Thankfully, no one was injured. Officials say leftover grease in a barbecue can very quickly catch on fire, and if it's not attended to right away, it can very quickly get out of control. A two-vehicle crash this morning spilled about 300 liters of diesel fuel in East London. Emergency crews were called to Dundas Street near Creamery Road. One person had to be cut from the wreckage by firefighters and has life-threatening injuries. The hazmat team was called in for cleanup. Members of the public can pay their respects today to former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. His casket will lie in state in Ottawa today and tomorrow. Dignitaries express their sympathies to the family today. The City of Sarnia has launched a survey ahead of a public engagement session about a possible expansion at the Strangway Center. Parks and Rec Manager Chrissy Glavin says a couple of concept designs are available to review.
Right now we're just kind of going through some concept design work at this phase. That's what this is about. But just looking to have what the possibility would look like of having a full-size gymnasium for additional programming space at the Strangway Center.
An open house is planned for March 28th, and the survey is available on Speak Up Sarnia's website until April 4th. Glavin says they hope to have feedback and preliminary designs ready to present to council by the summer. Meanwhile, registration opened today for spring and summer programming at the Strangway Center. The different programs at the facility are geared toward those age 20 and up. Cloudy skies in the forecast, chance of rain or flurries on a northwest wind, low minus 2, the wind chill down to minus 8. Flurries tomorrow on a gusty northwest wind, high 2, and a mix of sun and cloud Thursday, high minus 1.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.